good. Tell me about your mom.
Okay. She graduated from what they call a normal school, which was as much education as you needed to be a teacher.
A normal? It's called normal?
That's what they called it. It wasn't exactly a college. It was mostly for training for teachers, I think.
Uh-huh. And you say she grew up in North Dakota?
No, she didn't grow up in North Dakota. She lived in Wisconsin until she went to, until after she graduated from this normal school.
She went to this normal school in North Dakota?
No, in Wisconsin.
Okay. All right. Got it.
Okay, so then she went to North Dakota and she was teaching like in a one-room schoolhouse. All classes were in this one room. And she liked the teaching part, but I guess the winters were terrible. And then also, even in the summertime, the wind was so bad, it was blowing sand all the time. And she finally couldn't stand it. So then she wound up in Chicago. And she was working for an insurance company. And that's where she met my dad. And they got married.
Well, how did they meet? How did they meet?
I don't know that. And anyway, then shortly after they got married, they moved to Wisconsin, to Racine, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And we lived there for about 10 years.
What do you know about your dad during that time? What was he doing there?
What was he doing there?
In Chicago.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
All right. See, that's quite similar to my history where I don't know what the hell my dad was doing. I know about my mom, more connected, but my dad, I had no idea. So, okay, go ahead. So they got married and they were in Racine. So what about your mom? What, you said she was a pianist?
Yes.
What was her family like? You met her siblings and they were from upper Wisconsin?
Right. Around Greenleaf.
Uh-huh.
Greenleaf, Green Bay, Appleton, that area.
Yeah, and you said earlier that you used to go up there and visit.
On the farms.
Yeah.
Yes, we love that.
How many of them were there? How many siblings did she have?
I don't really know. There were a lot of them.
A lot of them?
There were two men. And there was Seal and Barney and Joe.
What were their last names? So
just six I can think of.
Okay. And what was your mom's maiden name? I forgot.
Kempin.
Kempin. Oh yeah. That's a huge, well documented family.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. As soon as you said that, now I remember. Yeah. Okay. So.
Well, my Aunt May lived in Green Bay. Yeah, they lived in Green Bay all the time that I knew them. And she had two daughters, and that was it. And then, oh yeah, I forgot about Johanna. That's another sister, so that's seven.
Wow.
And she married my Uncle Frank. What was her last name? I don't even remember. And they had one boy by the name of Ralph. I can't see anything about him because you're recording this.
I'll just listen to it. I won't write anything down about that. It's just interesting. So then your dad and your mom moved to Racine and started a family, huh?
Yes.
Now,
and we have pictures of when we lived in Racine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right.
And then when I was 10 years old, we moved to Milwaukee.
Uh-huh.
And first we lived on the south side, and then we lived on the north side, and then we went back to the south side. We've been on the south side ever since. But the one house that I really loved that we lived in was on the north side.
Uh-huh. And it's gone now, right?
It's gone, right.
Yeah.
They took it down to make the expressway.
And what do you remember growing up? What was it like? When did your mom, keep working in Racine?
No.
She started having kids?
Yes. And she used to play the piano for us. And we would sing or dance or whatever. Just listen.
And you said we, meaning you and your sister?
Me and my, the rest of the kids, yeah.
Really?
Was there.
Huh.
Yeah.
What was my dad like? What do you remember of him? Don't worry about recording or not recording.
Well, he could be a really nice guy. And sometimes when he was sober.
My dad? Or your dad?
My dad. What did you ask me?
I asked you about my dad, but it's okay. You can tell me about your dad.
He was, your dad, Billy, was a nice kid, easygoing. My dad used to call him a sissy, but he wasn't.
Is that right?
He used to pick on him a lot.
He was the oldest son.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'd think he would have been proud of him.
Yeah.
Because he was a good kid. He was strong.
Was he skinny?
Kind of.
Sure.
I got a picture of him.
Oh, boy.
Of him showing you how skinny he was.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So your dad was a good guy until he got drunk.
Yeah. And he would play with the kids, do whatever they wanted to do. We used to have a big... We used to play ping pong on our dining room table.
Oh, boy. And now, what did he do for work in Racine?
Oh, he was a machinist.
Yeah.
Worked for G.I. Chase Company for a long time until the Depression. And then he just worked wherever he could work. He was... like them, it wouldn't be the government or what, but he helped build Jackson Park in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked in restaurants. He was a cab driver at one time that was near the inn.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, then when the family broke up, he moved up north. Right near the Michigan border, he was living.
My gosh.
Yeah, and he just stayed up there. Didn't come back to Milwaukee at all.
And when was the... I mean, did you see him after that?
Not really. Before that, he was in the Soldiers' Home Hospital. Off and on. Visit him in the hospital sometimes, but once he went up north, we really had no way of getting up there.
Right.
So then, when he died, actually, the veterans group up there took care of the funeral arrangements, and Grace and Jerry and Mickey and I went to the funeral. I went and visited his grave a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Which is up there too. Some kind of soldiers burial ground.
Uh-huh. That's funny. I didn't even realize you could get to Michigan around the North Way.
Oh, yeah.
We're good. Anything else to add about your early family life?
No, not really.
Yeah. I can see how that would be painful.
Yeah.
Painful to relive. Painful to remember.
Right, and that's why we don't talk about it.
Yeah. Sure. I can see that. I can turn that off.